North Peoria nonprofit EPIC is still reaching its goals despite the pandemic.
Since March, we have placed 34 people out in jobs, which is great. We try to place an average of 3 to 5 people per month, so we have been doing a really good job during COVID.
That's Caitlin McVeigh, EPIC's Community Placement Coordinator. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Thursday, February 18th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Governor J.B. Pritzker says his proposed state budget protects those suffering the most during the COVID-19 pandemic. But Republican lawmakers immediately criticized the governor of using gimmicks to balance it out. Tim Shelley reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's $41.6 billion state budget proposal comes as Illinois and the world are still reeling from the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
I have only one hard and fast rule. We aren't going to treat people who have been decimated by this pandemic as roadkill. Those most in need in our most desperate times deserve our help, and we cannot fail them.
The governor says he's balanced the budget by keeping spending flat and closing nearly $1 billion worth of what he calls corporate tax loopholes to avoid income tax hikes. But Republican lawmakers, including State Senator Wynn Stoller of Germantown Hills, immediately panned the governor for using gimmicks to balance his budget on paper, if not in reality.
It shows again how out of touch the governor is with everyday people and businesses that have to rely on have to balance their own budgets using real revenue.
Republicans also say the budget fails to address the state's pension woes. Democratic State Senator Dave Kaler of Peoria says the budget proposal was, quote, a good strong showing, but he says there's still room for improvement, particularly in providing state income tax revenue to cities and counties.
I think we have to recognize that our cities and our villages have been going through the same kind of turmoil that the state has been going through.
Pritzker's plan funds the local government distributive fund at 90% of its usual level. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. 5 Peoria County residents are the Tri-County area's latest victims of the COVID-19 pandemic. Wednesday, area health officials reported 164 new coronavirus infections in the past day, while the number of COVID-19 patients in Peoria area hospitals is down 26 from 33. With the cost of natural gas escalating, village officials in Morton are encouraging people to lower their thermostats a little, despite the below-freezing temperatures. And Bradley University is pivoting its focus back to traditional in-person learning in the fall 2021 semester. This comes as Bradley reports a campus COVID positivity rate of less than 1%. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Finding a job as the pandemic wears on is proving difficult for many. Individuals with disabilities can face even larger hurdles. One Peoria-based organization is finding success despite the pandemic. Kristen McHugh reports.
EPIC prides itself on empowering people and inspiring capabilities. Job placement assistance is one of the North Peoria nonprofit's services. Caitlin McVeigh is EPIC's Director of Community Placement. She works to match area employers with individuals with disabilities. McVeigh says COVID has not slowed EPIC's goals.
Since March, we have placed 34 people out in jobs, which is great. We try to place an average of 3 to 5 people per month, so we have been doing a really good job during COVID.
EPIC is currently working with 83 individuals in the community. McVeigh says only 2 lost employment due to COVID.
On the upside, those 2 people that were laid off due to their job, we have found them 2 jobs out in the community, so that is a great thing for them.
But COVID has brought new challenges. EPIC assists individuals throughout the entire employment process, from employer connection to interviews to job coaching and any needed training. Online or video interviews are the new COVID normal. McVeigh says this is difficult for some.
I think the hardest part for the individuals that we support during COVID is getting used to video interviews. Some people thrive in being in person, so kind of adjusting to that is kind of hard for them to express themselves.
McVeigh says, like everyone, Epic individuals have had to adjust to wearing masks. She adds employers are seeking sanitization skills.
A lot of people have gotten jobs in sanitization of different businesses just by whether that be cleaning carts or cleaning door handles or high touch areas, if you will, of the store. That is something that they have done really well at as well.
Epic's community employers include Build-A-Bear, Hy-Vee, Advanced Medical Transport, Walgreens, Anytime Fitness, and the Illinois State Unemployment Office. McVeigh says employers are often surprised when first working with Epic.
When the employer meets the individual for the first time, you can tell they're like, oh, wow. And it's so neat to kind of see that reaction, because then they are like, Caitlin, you were right. So it's great to see that.
McVeigh hopes to add one new business for prospective employment each month. She says Epic's comprehensive services sometimes makes all the difference.
We've had it in the past where an employer has specifically said, no, we can't hire somebody through Epic right now due to this or this reason. And so I'm like, well, we're here every step of the way. They're like, okay, let's hire them right now.
Ashley Schreck is Epic's director of marketing. She says placing individuals in careers, not jobs, is the ultimate goal. She says supportive services benefit employers. More importantly, they guide an individual's long-term success.
Really, we are there for that individual. We're there to make sure that they're comfortable, that they're understanding, that we are a comfortable person for them to ask questions to if they need help. And then we come back at any time if there's retraining. If they're doing so well in their job that they get promoted, we'll come back and help them with that as well.
Schreck says even with success, the biggest pre-COVID challenge remains, breaking the disability stigma with prospective employers.
There is that misconception that we only help the severely disabled, but a disability is a disability and it doesn't define anyone.
Schreck adds a recent success story underscores this sentiment.
One individual that we recently placed, he's got a bachelor's degree from Augustana College. Happened to be diagnosed with autism in his college years and was just kind of struggling to get past that process and get his foot in the door. And so now he is a veterinary assistant at a local veterinary clinic, and he is absolutely loving life.
Schreck says he's now working on obtaining a doctorate in veterinary science. I'm Kristen McHugh.
And listen tomorrow as Kristen McHugh takes us to Goodwill to continue exploring regional efforts to help people land good-paying jobs, even amidst the pandemic. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.